Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fa in jumi'a ay as-sahih wal hasan fi wasfin wahidin ka qawli at-Tirmidhi wa ghayrihi hadithun hasanun sahih. If both terminologies come together, i.e. the terminologies of sahih and hasan, in one fi wasfin wahidin, in one categorization, in one sentence, such as Imam al-Tirmizi and other people's saying hadithun hasanun sahihun, that this is a hasan sahih hadith from Zayd. Okay, make sure you do wudu again, okay? Hadithun hasanun sahihun, that this is a hasan sahih hadith. What does that mean? So Imam al-Tirmizi rahmatullahi alayhi is quite famous for the what we call compound terminologies. Okay, He has these compound terminologies, and what these terminologies, so he doesn't have one terminology, he says hadithun hasanun sahih. This is a hasan sahih hadith. Yeah, so how do we kind of deal with that? So we were talking about sahih hadith and sahih li ghayrihi and hasan hadith and hasan li ghayrihi. But how would we deal when the terminology is compounded? So the response is فَلِلْتَرَدُّدْ الْحَاسِلِ مِنَ الْمُجْتَهِدِ فِي النَّاقِلِ. It's because of a doubt that the mujtahid has on the rawi. Yeah, it's because of a doubt that the mujtahid has about the rawi. Naqil here is the rawi. So the mujtahid is a scholar, hadith scholar, who is doing ijtihad and who's doing isnad analysis. The reason why we have compound terminologies is because of a doubt that the hadith scholar has of the rawi who's narrating the hadith. What is that doubt? هَلْ اِجْتَمَعَتْ فِيهِ شُرُوتُ الصِّحَّةِ أَوْ قَصُرَ عَنْهَا. That do the conditions of siha, al istama'at fihi shurutu siha, do the conditions of siha fit in that person, aw qasura anha, or does that person fall short? So the hadith scholar who is doing the isnad analysis, there is a doubt in this mind that does this person fulfill the condition of a sahih rawi, or does he fall short of that. وهذا حيث يحصل منه التفرد بتلك الرواية. And that is basically when this rawi has narrated no other ahadith other than that particular hadith. Okay? Meaning that, you know, if this was a famous rawi, then he would have had 100 riwayats, then we could have made assessments of those 100 riwayats. But actually this person is quite unknown, and because of that, he's only narrated one hadith, and because of that, the hadith scholar who is investigating this narration is slightly in doubt. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes. Is it only for if the rawi narrated one hadith, or like does when they say tafarrud, it doesn't mean like a few hadiths maybe?
At-tafarrud bitilka riwayah is basically saying that this, not only one hadith generally, but he is the one who has narrated this hadith in at-tafarrud.
Got it.
Yeah. Just 1 minute for you.
No problem.
وعرف بهذا جواب من استشكل الجمع بين الوصفين. And from this, we have understood the response to those people who have a problem with man istashkala, who have a problem with combining both of these two terminologies. فَقَالَ الْحَسَنُ So what's the problem here to say حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ? Why is that problematic? So Imam Ibn Hajar is explaining, الْحَسَنُ قَاسِرٌ عَنِ الصَّحِيحِ The Hasan falls short of the Sahih. فَفِي الْجَمْعِ بَيْنَ الْوَصْفَيْنِ If you put both of these terminologies together, it is إِثْبَاتٌ لِذَلِكَ الْقُصُورِ وَنَفْيُهُ It is establishing, acknowledging that acknowledging that shortcoming, but then denying at the same time. Yeah. So remember, we said that the Sahih hadith has to have five conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Condition number one is adalatul rawi. Condition number two is dabtul rawi. Condition number three is ittisalus sanad. Condition number four is adam ash-shudooz. And condition number five is adamul illa.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hasan hadith is when there is a slight problem with the dhabt al-rawi. Mm-hmm. So the Hasan by definition is lower than the Sahih. So the problem is when you say that this hadith is Hasan Sahih, then what you are doing, when you say that this hadith is Hasan Sahih, then what you are doing is you are acknowledging by saying it's Hasan, you are acknowledging the shortcoming, and by Sahih, by saying Sahih, you are denying that shortcoming, and that is a contradiction.
Right.
ومحصل الجواب, and the summary of the answer is أن تردد أئمة الحديث في حال ناقله اقتضى للمجتهد ألا يصفه بأحد الوصفين. فيقال فيه حسن باعتبار وصفه عند قوم صحيح باعتباره باعتبار وصفه عند قوم وغاية ما فيه أنه حذف منه حرف التردد and the khulasa and the summary of the jawab is because the أن تردد أئمة الحديث because of the A doubt raised by the scholars of hadith related to this this particular rawi, iqtada lil mujtahidi, it is necessary on the hadith scholar, alla yasifahu bi ahadil wasfain, that he does not describe him with only one of these two descriptions. So let's say there is a hadith scholar by the name of Abdul Rahman, Abdul Rahman ibn Abi al-Mukhariq. Now, the hadith scholars, let's say 10 hadith scholars, are in different camps with regards to this, Abdul Rahman ibn Abi al-Mukhariq. Yeah?
Okay.
Five of them say that he is a Sahih narrator. Five of them say that he is a Hasan narrator.
Mm-hmm.
Just 1 minute, Omar. Yes,
Omar. No problem.
Sorry, Umar, I'm just telling my son off because he's not doing his daily reading.
No problem. No problem, Sheikh.
So, this is an 11th person. So we've already got 10 people, right? 10 people mm-hmm. say, five of these say that he is, this Abdul Rahman is a Sahih narrator, and five mm-hmm. of them say that he is a Hassan narrator. Now, there's an 11th mm-hmm. person who's coming, and he is now investigating this narration. Because this 11th mm-hmm. person is investigating this narration, he is not able to, unless he has got something convincing, he is not able to say whether this person is Sahih or whether this person is Hassan. He has mm-hmm. to acknowledge that there is a difference of opinion, and therefore, Allah yasifahu bi ahadil wasfain, he is not able to do describing with only one. He can't say, oh, this is a Hassan Rawi, or he can't say, right. this is a Sahih Rawi. He has to acknowledge that there is a difference there, and he has to say that some people say he's Hassan and some people say he is Sahih. فَيُقَالُ فِيهِ حَسَنٌ بِاعْتِبَارِ وَصْفِهِ عِنْدَ قَوْمٍ. So he says that this is Hassan according to some people describing him as Hassan. صَحِيحٌ بِاعْتِبَارِ وَصْفِهِ عِنْدَ قَوْمٍ, and is sahih because of from the point of view of another group of people. So, so he has to acknowledge both of that. So when he say هَذَا حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ غَايَةُ مَا فِيهَا, the most he has done is أَنَّهُ حُذِفَ مِنْهُ حَرْفُ التَّرَدُّدُ. What he has done is he has got rid of the conjunction, letter of conjunction, which clarifies that there is a doubt here. لِأَنَّ حَقَّهُ أَن يَقُولُ, because he should say حَسَنٌ أَوْ صَحِيحٌ, that this hadith is هذا حديث حسن أو صحيح وهذا كما حذف حرف العتم الذي بعده. This is the same way that some people may get rid of the حرف عطف. So it's supposed to be هذا حديث حسن, هذا حديث حسن أو صحيح, but he's got rid of the حرف عطف and he said هذا حديث حسن صحيح. Does that make sense?
Yes.
وعلى هذا فما قيل فيه حسن صحيح دون ما قيل فيه صحيح لأن الجزم أقوى من التردد وهذا حيث التفرد. And based on this opinion, when the hadith about which it is said حسن صحيح, that this is a حسن صحيح hadith, is of a lower degree than a hadith where it is only said that the hadith is sahih. Why? لِأَنَّ الْجَزْمَ أَقْوَى مِنَ التَّرَدُّدِ, because a confirmed and conviction is stronger than a doubt. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Because when we say هذا حديث صحيح, it means we are saying with full authority that this is a sahih hadith. When we say هذا حديث حسن صحيح, it basically means, according to this explanation, that there is a doubt as to whether this hadith is Hassan or this hadith is sahih. So the conviction will be privileged over the doubt. Therefore, هذا حديث صحيح is more stronger than saying هذا حديث حسن صحيح. Does that make sense?
Yes.
This is from the point of view of if this is the only hadith and there are no turuq, there are no other tariqas, this is the only hadith, right? وَإِلَّا إِذَا لَمْ يَحْصُلْ التَّفَرُّدُ فَإِطْلَاقُ الْوَصْفَيْنِ مَعًا عَلَى الْحَدِيثِ يَكُونُ بِاعْتِبَارِ إِسْنَادَيْنِ أَحَدُهُمَا صَحِيحٌ وَالْآخَرُ حَسَنٌ. وَإِلَّا إِذَا لَمْ يَحْصُلْ التَّفَرُّدُ, however, if the hadith does not only have one isnad, then فَإِطْلَاقُ الْوَصْفَيْنِ مَعًا عَلَى الْحَدِيثِ, then to use two different categories or two different qualifications together on this hadith is that yakunu bi'atabari isnadain is based on the status of two isnads. One isnad is sahih and one isnad is hasan. وَعَلَىٰ هَذَا فَمَا قِيلَ فِيهِ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ. And according to this explanation, the hadith which is حَسَن صَحِيح فَوْقَ مَا قِيلَ فِيهِ صَحِيحٌ فَقَط. The hadith which it has been said about it, that it is حَسَن صَحِيح, is more privileged over the hadith which is only صَحِيح if it had been on its own. لأن كثرة الطرق تقوي, because many different pathways fortifies a hadith. So what is happening here? Let me just draw this out, so and then we can come back to it, because okay. Okay, I'm gonna use my pen to write. So, right. So we have, let's say we have, oops. Oh, this thing just died on me as well. Just give me 1 minute.
No problem.
Right. Okay. So let's say we have the videos come back. Okay, we have the prophet here. We have Sahaba, we have Tabi'i. Let's call this guy Rawi. Right? The first explanation, and then there's another Rawi there. And there's an author, let's say Tirmidhi. Right. So the first meaning is we are looking at this author here. According to Imam Tirmizi, he is not decisive as to whether this rawi is a sahih rawi or whether it's a hasan rawi. And this is only one isnad, right? So then he says, hadha Hadithun Hasanun Sahih. Yeah? Right. Let's use another color now. That's the first interpretation, that there is a doubt as to what this rawi is. Is it a sahih rawi or a hasan rawi? And there's only one isnad, yeah? So, hadha hadithun hasan sahih literally means it's a judgment. So we can say it's a judgment on the rawi. The second one, what he basically said is, let's say you've got the prophet, you've got Sahaba, you've got Tabi'i, right? You've got Rawi, you got another Rawi, you got another Rawi, you got Tirmidhi, then you've got Rawi, another Rawi. And do you remember that we mentioned, that I mentioned in the beginning of the, you know, the class when we started this book, that a hadith is judged according to its strongest isnad.
Mm-hmm.
And then isnad is judged according to its weakest narrator. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. So let's say that this isnad, right, because the weakest narrator in this isnad is a sahih narrator, and therefore this isnad is sahih. Yeah?
Mm.
The weakest isnad in this narrator in this isnad is Hassan. Therefore, mm-hmm. this entire isnad is Hassan.
So
Imam At-Tirmidhi says, when we have two narration, when we have a hadith and it has different isnad strands, yeah, then at that, Imam Ibn Hajar says that in that moment, we, when Imam Tirmidhi says hadha hadithun hasanun sahih, he is giving a judgment on both of these isnads, that mm. one of them is sahih and one of them is hasan.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so he is trying to allude us to the fact that there are two isnads. One is sahih, one is hasan. That's when there are more than one turuq, tariqa for this hadith. There might be more. Might be a da'if isnad for it, but he doesn't need to mention that. Okay, he's just mentioning the two strongest isnad. Hada hadithun hasanun sahih. Then what that basically means is, so if you go back to the blue one,
mm-hmm.
if the rawi, so I'll use the red color to show, if the rawi was sahih and there was no doubt in him, yeah, then
yeah.
the blue isnad, if the rawi was sahih, then that isnad is stronger, or that hadith is stronger than the blue bit, where if there is a doubt in the no, forget that, that's not working. Let me give you another scenario. Yeah, exactly same scenario. Let me use another color. We got Prophet, we got Sahaba, we got Tabi'i, we got Rawi. Tirmidhi. And this guy here, according to Imam Tirmidhi, is sahih.
Mm.
So Imam Tirmidhi, from this interpretation of one narration, yeah?
Yeah.
This narration is on top. It will be the one on the top. And this one will be lower than that as far as his status is concerned, because this one has got jazm, this full conviction. There is no doubt about this rawi. Whereas this one, the rawi, there is a doubt whether the hadith is sahih or whether the hadith is, the rawi is sahih or whether the rawi is hasan. Does that make sense?
Perfect but sense.
If the same hadith has got two isnads, then to say, hadha hadithun sahih, hasanun sahihun, is more stronger than to say hadha hadithun sahihun, because this one only has one isnad which is sahih. This one has two isnads. One is hasan and the other one is sahih. Does that make
sense? Yes.
Yeah. So that's the kind of explanation that Imam Ibn Hajar is giving to this conundrum, that either if it's a one isnad and there is no other isnad, then the hasan and the sahih, it relates to the narrator. If there are two isnads for the same hadith, then they don't relate to the narrator. Rather, they relate to the different strands of the isnad. Does that make sense?
Yes. So the word Hasan Sahih could mean two totally different things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I wrote quite a bit about this in my PhD thesis. I can share the chapter from the PhD thesis afterwards for you to read on that. It's a bit more complicated than what Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani is explaining. He's explaining only one view. There are a number of views as to how we understand Imam Tirmizi's Hasan Sahih. Okay, he's only explaining one view. Okay. فَإِنْ قِيلَ So that is finished, right? Hasan Sahih. The discussion on Hasan Sahih is finished. Now, there is another problem that is arising here, and that problem is that if it is said, so Imam al-Tirmizi sometimes say, هَذَا حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ غَرِيبٌ La na'arifuhu illa min hadha al-wajh. That this is a Hasan Ghareeb. This is a Hasan Ghareeb hadith. La na'arifuhu illa min hadha al-wajh. We do not know it other than this only isnad. Yeah, meaning that it only has one isnad. فَإِنْ قِيلَ If it is said, قَدْ صَرَّحَ التِّرْمِذِيُّ Imam al-Tirmizi has clearly mentioned بِأَنَّ شَرْطَ الْحَسَنِ that the condition of the Hasan is أَيُّرْوَى مِنْ غَيْرِ وَجْهٍ The condition of Hasan is to narrate the hadith, that the hadith is narrated from more than one tariqah, one tariq. That's Imam Tirmizi's condition is that a Hasan hadith is that man urifa makhrajuhu, that which is known and which there is more than one isnad for it. فَكَيْفَ يَقُولُ فِي بَعْدِ الْحَدِيثِ How is it possible to say in some of the hadith, حَسَنٌ غَرِيبٌ, that this is a غَرِيب hadith and this is the only isnad for it. لَا نَعَرِفُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ هَذَا الْوَجْهِ We don't know it other than from this path. فالجواب The answer to this is أن الترمذي لم يعرف الحسن مطلقا That Imam al-Tirmidhi is not defining حسن generally وإنما عرف نوعا خاصا منه وقع في كتابه وهو ما يقول في حسن من غير صفة أخرى وذلك أنه that Imam al-Tirmizi is not generally defining the word Hasan. All he's doing is he's defining a particular terminology that appears in his book, and that is that when he says Hasan min ghayri sifatin ukhra on its own, when he says Hasan on its own, then that's what it means that the Hasan hadith has got more than one tariqah. Okay? But not when it's compounded. That's what he's saying. Not when it's compounding, when it's only Hasan on its own. So because so many times he says, وَيَقُولُ فِي بَعْدِ الْأَحَادِيثِ In some hadith he says, حَسَنٌ وَفِي بَعْضِهَا صَحِيحٌ وَفِي بَعْضِهَا غَرِيبٌ وَفِي بَعْضِهَا حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ وَفِي بَعْضِهَا حَسَنٌ غَرِيبٌ وَفِي بَعْضِهَا صَحِيحٌ غَرِيبٌ وَفِي بَعْضِهَا حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ غَرِيبٌ وتعريفه إنما وقع على الأول فقط وعبارته ترشد إلى ذلك and the definition of Imam al-Tirmidhi that the Hasan Hadith is the one that has more than one pathways only applies to the first one where he just says Hasan and his definition also implies towards that حيث قال فيه where he says في آخر كتابه in the end of his book. So Imam al-Tirmizi has an appendix to his Sunan al-Tirmizi, which is called Ilal al-Tirmizi al-Saghir, the Ilal of Tirmizi, the small Ilal of Tirmizi, because he has another called Ilal al-Tirmizi al-Kabir. He says, what did he say? He says, وَمَا قُلْنَا فِي كِتَابِنَا, whatever we say, whenever we say in our book, حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ, that this is a Hasan Hadith, فَإِنَّمَا أَرَدْنَا بِهِ حَسُنَا إِسْنَادُهُ عِنْدَنَا. What we mean by that is that the isnad of that hadith is good. What does that mean? It says, وَكُلُّ حَدِيثٍ يُرْوَى. It is every single hadith that is narrated. لَا يَكُونُ رَاوِيهِ مُتَّهَمًا بِكَذِبٍ. Where the narrator is not, لَا يَكُونُ رَاوِيهِ مُتَّهَمًا بِكَذِبٍ, where the narrator is not accused of lying. وَيُرْوَى مِنْ غَيْرِ وَجِهٍ نَحْوُ ذَلِكَ. And there is more than, وَيُرْوَى مِنْ غَيْرِ وَجِهٍ, there is more than one isnad path for this. وَلَا يَكُونُ شَازًا, and it is not shaz. So he gave hadiths marwi. There is no rawi which is muttaham bil-kilb. And the hadith has got more than one path and it's not shaz. There are four conditions. He says, فَهُوَ عِنْدَنَا حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ. This is hadith hasan according to us. فَعُرِفَ بِهَذَا أَنَّهُ إِنَّمَا عَرَّفَ الَّذِي يَقُولُ فِيهِ حَسَنٌ فَقَدْ. From this we can understand that he's only defining the one that only has hasan in it. And وَأَمَّا مَا يَقُولُ فِيهِ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ أَوْ حَسَنٌ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ غَرِيبٌ فَلَمْ يُعَرِّجْ عَلَى تَعَرِيفِهِ كَمَا لَمْ يُعَرِّجْ عَلَى تَعَرِيفِ مَا يَقُولُ فِيهِ صَحِيحٌ فَقَدْ أَوْ غَرِيبٌ فَقَدْ وَكَأَنَّهُ تَرَكَ ذَلِكَ لِاسْتِغْنَاءً لِشُهْرَتِهِ عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْفَنِّ. So he's only defined what Hassan is. As for the things where there is compound terminology such as Hasanun Sahihun or Hasanun Gharibun or Hasanun Sahihun Gharibun, he did not embark, Lam Yu'arruj ala Ta'arifi, he did not embark to define that in the same way that he did not embark to define the Sahih Hadith and the Gharib Hadith. It is as though he left those out on purpose because they are quite famous. Meaning the Sahih and the Gharib are quite famous according to the ulama of this fund, but the Hasan is not. Remember, this is a time where Hasan Hadith is developing, and therefore he decided, and the definition of Hasan has not become stable yet. Okay, the definition of Hasan has not become stable yet, and therefore he decided, and everybody is using Hasan as they please, and therefore he decided that he will define his parameters and say, well, this is what Hasan means according to me. وَقْتَصَرَ عَلَىٰ تَعَرِيفِ مَا يَقُولُ فِي كِتَابِ حَسَنٌ فَقَطْ. And he's only confined himself to what he meant by Hasan فَقَطْ. إِمَّا لِغُمُوضِهِ, because of its problematic nature, وَإِمَّا لِأَنَّهُ إِسْتِلَاحٌ جَدِيدٌ, or because this is a new terminology. So this is what we're saying, that because this is a new terminology, and the terminology is not fixed, it's still unstable, therefore he couldn't leave it. The terminology is fixed, it's not fixed, it's unstable. He couldn't leave it on the mercy of the readers to understand what he's saying. He needed to define his parameters, and he said, well, this is what it means according to me. However, as for the other two, which is Hasan and Gharib, he does not define those because their meaning has become quite fixed by then. Does that make sense?
Yes.
وَلِذَٰلِكَ قَيَّدَهُ بِقَوْلِهِ عِنْدَنَا. And this is why, can I just take this call? It's my father speaking.
Yes.
Sorry, that was my dad. I had to pick up the phone.
Of course. Inshallah, he's doing better.
Yeah, he's okay. He's over 85 years old. So every day is we take it with a you know, as a new day. So okay, wa immahu li'annahu istilahun jadidin, because it's complicated to explain Hassan, or because it is a new terminology, as I mentioned. وَلِذَٰلِكَ قَيَّدَهُ بِقَوْلِهِ عِنْدَنَا, and this is why Imam al-Tirmidhi made sure to attribute it to himself, that this is what I mean, right? So it's like, you know, when we say the word bid'ah, the word bid'ah can mean 101 things, right? Mm-hmm. If you just leave the word bid'ah, then you might be thinking of bid'ah of something, and I might be thinking of bid'ah of something. So if I define my parameters, I say, well, in this book or in this lecture, when I'm using bid'ah, this is what I mean by this. And therefore, mm-hmm. there's no confusion. وَلَمْ يَنْسِبْهُ إِلَىٰ أَحْلِ الْحَدِيثِ كَمَا فَعَلَ الْخَطَّابِ, and Imam al-Tirmidhi did not attribute this terminology to the people of hadith the way that Imam al-Khattabi attributes this. So Imam al-Khattabi comes later on, and he basically, by that time, you know, he is in, Imam Tirmizi dies in 278, Al-Khattabi comes, and you know, he dies in 388, 100 years later. By that time, the terminology has become quite stable. Yeah. And therefore he's able to attribute that terminology to the scholars of hadith. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. وَبِهَذَا التَّقْرِيرِ يَنْدَفِعُ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ الْإِرَادَاتِ الَّتِي طَالَ الْبَحْثُ فِيهِ وَلَمْ يُسْفِرْ وَجْهُ تَوْجِيهِهَا فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ عَلَى مَا أَلْهَمَ وَعَلَّمَ. And with this explanation of his giving, so many different, we can get rid of so many different proloxious long discussions. And no one has been able to explain it in this way. فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ عَلَى مَا أَلْهَمَ وَعَلَّمَ. Are there any questions before we move on?
I mean, I guess, so when you see the word Hassan Sahih in Jami' al-Tirmidhi, I guess, you know, when you hear that word, I mean, it could mean two totally different things. And so... it's not a useful in and of itself if you just hear that off the street, you know, somebody tells you that or something. You have to...
Yeah, and also, added to that, we actually do not know what Imam al-Tirmidhi means by Hassan Sahih. The reason why is because there is so much difference of opinion. And we don't actually have Imam Tirmizi explaining to us. So here in my PhD thesis, if I can just show you. Right. The literalist, I give them these names, the literalist theory. The literalist theory was put forward by Ibn Salah and is the one towards which he's most inclined. The theory is simple and has an element of truth in it, given the fact that the early scholars were not unanimous on the exact meaning of the word Hassan. Ibn Salah says, it is not unheard of for someone to use that expression meaning fair in its everyday sense. That is what the soul inclined towards and the heart does not reject, rather than the technical meaning with which we are concerned. So be aware of that. God knows best. Mm-hmm. So Imam Ibn Salah, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says the word Hassan literally means here like a good thing. It's a nice thing. So when you say Hassan and Sahih, it means it's a hadith which is nice. It's a beautiful hadith in the literal sense of the word, and then Sahih in the technical sense of the word. Now, this is what Ibn Salah says, and then I have an entire discussion on ulama attacking him, and then there's counter attacks on Ibn Salah. But I say Ibn Salah's opinion seems to be the most plausible of all the other theories that are presented below because of its fluidity, unlike the other theories, which are very mechanical. It has some similarities with my own theory, which will be discussed in the next section of this chapter. Then there's the double chain theory, which is the one that we just presented, right? Two isnads for one.
Right.
And then there is this counter, there is this rebuttal, and then this counter rebuttal to this, right? It's quite a long. And then what I call this the third one is the amalgamation theory. Right. I don't remember this. I've written this PhD thesis 13 years ago. Ibn Daqiq al-Eid tries to make sense of these terms by using an argument which is strained and can only be seen as a play on words, even though Ibn Hajar has propounded that it is the strongest explanation. Right.
Mm.
I don't remember writing this, but let's see. Okay. He says every Sahih hadith is also a Hasan hadith. Right. So when we say "hada hadith hasan sahih" means that every sahih hadith is also a hasan hadith because the sahih hadith meets all of the conditions of the hasan hadith. Yeah, but then there is so it's an amalgamation theory. There's retorts and counter retorts to that. Yeah. Then I call the sweet and sour theory. The sweet and sour theory was put forward by Imam Ibn Kathir. He is of the opinion that if the compound term is impregnated by the qualities of both Hasan and Sahih, then it must be in a transitional position between the two. Therefore, Hasan Sahih is stronger than Hasan on its own and weaker than Sahih on its own, just like the muz, a fruit, which is both sweet and sour. So he basically said you have Sahih, Hasan Sahih, and then Hasan. So he's basically saying that this is an intermediary position. Yeah.
Interesting.
Then I basically, another theory which is called, I call the evolution theory. The evolution theory is by Zarkashi. It put forward the idea that the integrity of a narrator is the result of a gradual evolution in his career as a hadith narrator. So it's basically like saying character witness that this person, he was okay, but he pulled his socks together and now he's actually quite good. Yeah. So this is like... it's mapping the trajectory of the scholar's career. Yeah, that's called the evolution theory. These names. Then there's the theory of doubt. It was put forward by, so this is the theory of doubt, Ibn Hajar Asqalani, that right. There is one narrator. That narrator is either Hasan or Sahih. There's a doubt. Yeah.
Right.
And there's another argument, which is argument from synonym. That second theory mentioned by Ibn Hajar and first put forward by Zarkashi in a passing comment is the argument from synonyms. It advocates that the two terms are synonymous to each other and one is an emphasis of the other. In the same way we say, Hadha hadith thiqatun thabtun. So he says, Hasanun sahihun. Yeah.
Interesting.
My theory is Hasan is an umbrella term. But maybe I moved away from the theory. I haven't thought about it quite. So this is how normally people look at it. Hadith, you've got three types of hadith, sahih, hasan, da'if. And this is what I presented. There are two types of hadith, accepted hadith and rejected hadith. There are two types of accepted hadith, sahih and da'if. And there are two types of rejected hadith, sahih and da'if. Yeah. So I'm basically arguing that hasan is not on the same level, but Sahih and Da'if are types of Hasan Hadith. And there are all these evidences I provide below for why I believe that is. Okay. Again, somebody can also attack me for that, but it's a theory. But one of the things that given the differences in the manuscripts of the Sunan, with At-Tirmizi's inconsistencies in classifying hadith, and also due to the fact that the term Hasan did not get the chance to develop properly through the ages, as rightly observed by Robson, the best we can do is to make assumptions regarding what At-Tirmizi really meant by the term. Al-Dhahabi says, do not wish for a strict set of rules for Hasan under the rubric of which all Hasan hadiths fall. I have despaired of finding any such rules. There are many hadith regarding which the scholars are uncertain. Are they Sahih, Hasan, or Da'if? In fact, one and the same scholar will change his view regarding a single hadith. Hence, he will call it sahih one day, whilst on another day he will define it as hasan, and sometimes he will call it da'if. This is the reality of the situation. So Imam Zahabi in Al-Muqidha basically says, well, do you know what? We really don't know. The reason why we really don't know is because, number one, we don't know what At-Tirmidhi meant by hasan and sahih. All we have is these different terminologies. That's number one. Number two is not only do we not know what At-Tirmidhi meant by hasan sahih, we don't even know what At-Tirmidhi said, right? The reason why is because the manuscripts of the different versions of Sunan At-Tirmidhi has different categorizations for the same hadith.
Interesting.
Yeah. So one manuscript will say hadha hadithun hasan, another one will say hadha hadithun hasanun sahih, right? Number three, if we look at the hadith and compare it with what Imam At-Tirmidhi said in Al-Ilalul Kabir is basically another book that Imam At-Tirmidhi wrote where he was looking into ilal. And if we look at the hadiths which are in the Sunan At-Tirmidhi and the same hadiths which are in the Ilal At-Tirmidhi, and we compare them, we find that Imam At-Tirmidhi is giving different hukums for both of the hadith.
Interesting. Right?
So the same hadith is given two different hukums. So we don't really know what At-Tirmidhi meant, but we don't really know what At-Tirmidhi said. And therefore, there is never a way of kind of coming out of this conundrum. And we just have to leave it. These hadiths, the way that we kind of deal with this hadith is we go and find out which other book that hadith is in and judge it according to that book. But that still doesn't give us a judgment of what Imam At-Tirmidhi thought about that.
Right.
What the majority say about the hadith, because Imam At-Tirmidhi might be saying something else about that hadith. Does that make sense?
Yeah, very interesting.
Okay. Right. Are there any questions before we move on? No. And then we go on to the next discussion, which is waziyadatu rawihima. Ay as-sahih wal-hasan maqboolatun ma lam taqa' munafiyatan li riwayati man huwa awthaqu mimman lam yaskur tilka ziyada. Now we've discussed what hasan is, we discussed what sahih is, we discussed the different types of hasan sahih. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we going to do, actually, can we leave this discussion, please? And
yes.
We can pick this up next week because we've actually done quite a bit and this is a complicated discussion. Is that okay?
Definitely.
Okay, do you have any questions?
I guess of all the hadiths, of all the categories we learned, the most confusing one is hasan. Like you said, there's not a clear definition that fits everybody.
Yep. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay then. Barakallahu feek. Take care. We'll see you next week. Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.